whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίμησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Steven Sondheim, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Κάτι αστείο συνέβη στο δρόμο για τη σύγκλη του. Ακούστε με, κάτι περίεργο, κάτι αστείο μου συνέβη καθώς ερχόμουν στο θέατρο. Να λοιπόν μια φράση κλισέ με την οποία ξεκινούσαν την αφήγησή τους οι κομικοί στο θεατρικό είδος του Vaudeville, ήδη από τα τέλη του 19ου αιώνα. Η φράση αυτή, κάτι αστείο συνέβη καθώς ερχόμουν στο θέατρο, ενέπνευσε το 1962 το συνθέτη και στίχουργο Steven Sondheim να τίτλοφορήσει το νέο του έργο «Κάτι αστείο συνέβη καθώς ερχόμουν στη Σύγκλιτο». Για να μείνει τελικά αυτή η φράση στην ιστορία ως ένας από τους μεγαλύτερους τίτλους, τους μακρύτερους τουλάχιστον, σε musical. Συγκεκριμένα στην πρώτη μεγάλη επιτυχία του Sondheim και ως συνθέτη.
Tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Passions and potions, constant commotions, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive,
something repulsive.
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic.
Something balletic.
Something for everyone,
a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal.
Nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtain.
It all takes place on a street in Rome, around and about these three houses. First, the house of Herodias. A befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates! Lycus, a buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates. House of Senex, who lives here with his wife and son. Also in this house lives Pseudolus, slave to the sun. Pseudolus is probably my favorite character in the piece, a role of enormous variety and nuance, and played by an actor of such, well, let me put it this way, I play the part. Anything you ask for, comedy tonight. And now, the entire company!
Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises. Hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Handlers
and lenders.
Cupidity,
temerity,
mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes, lies,
tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, bumblers. No royal curse, no Trojan horse, and a happy ending, of course.
Goodness and badness, man in his madness, this time it all turns out all right. Ready tomorrow.
Κάτι αστείο συνέβη λοιπόν στο δρόμο για τη ρωμαϊκή σύγκλιτο και δεν θα μπορούσε να ξεκινά με πιο ταιριαστό τίτλο ένα έργο που διαδραματίζεται στην αρχαία Ρώμη και που έχει ως βάση του φαρσοκομωδίες του Πλάυτου. Ο υπηρέτης που κερδίζει την ελευθερία του μόνο εάν καταφέρει να διεκδικήσει και να εξασφαλίσει για τον νεαρό κύριό του την όμορφη γυναίκα που εκείνος ποθεί. Ο Σόντχαϊμ μέχρι τότε είχε δουλέψει μόνο ως στιχουργός και μάλιστα σε έργα όπως το West Side Story ή το Gypsy. Το ταλέντο του στη μουσική σύνθεση δεν είχε αναγνωριστεί ακόμα, παρόλο που είχε ήδη γράψει ένα δικό του musical, το Saturday Night, το οποίο δεν ανέβηκε παρά δεκαετίες αργότερα. Έτσι το A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum μπορούμε να πούμε πως ήταν και η πρώτη μεγάλη του δικαίωση ως συνθέτης και στιχουργός στο χώρο του musical.
Love, I hear, makes you sigh a lot. Also love, I hear, leaves you weak. Love, I hear, makes you blush and turns you ashen. You try to speak with passion and squeak. I hear love, they say, makes you pine away. But you pine away with an idiotic grin. I pine, I blush, I squeak, I squawk. Today I woke too weak to walk. What's love? I hear, I feel, I fear, I'm in. See what I mean. Da 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 da. I hum a lot too. I'm dazed, I'm pale, I'm sick, I'm sore. I've never felt so well before. What's love? I hear, I feel, I fear. I know, I am, I'm sure, I mean. I hope, I trust, I pray, I must be in. Forgive me if I shout. Forgive me if I crawl. I've only just found out, and well, I thought you ought to know.
Sootilus!
Yes, master?
Get me that girl!
And if I can?
You are free.
I am what?
Free!
Free. Oh, what a word, oh, what a word. Say it again.
Free!
I've often thought, I've often dreamed how it would be, and yet I never thought I'd be once more
free.
But when you come to think of such things, a man should have the rights that all others. Can you imagine what it will be like when I am? Can you see me? Can you see me as a Roman with my head unbowed? Sing it good and loud.
Free!
Like a Roman having rights and like a Roman proud. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice?
Sing it soft and nice. Free!
Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be. Think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me. Can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being Sootilus the citizen? Can you see me being give it to me once again?
Free!
That's it!
Free!
Yes!
Free.
No, not so fast, I didn't think. The way I am, I have a roof, 3 meals a day. And I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter?
Free!
Can you see me? Can you see me as a poet writing poetry? All my verse will be
free.
A museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a lover, one of great renown, women falling down?
Free?
No, but I'll buy the house of Lycus for my house in town. Can you see me? Can't you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes. You're a vegetable unless you're free.
It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Well, I'll free him. When a pseudolus can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be pseudolus, the founder of a family. I'll be pseudolus, the pillar of society. I'll be pseudolus, the man, if I can only be
free.
Sing it!
Free!
Spell it!
F-R-E-E!
No, the long way!
F-R-E-E!
I am now in the market for a lifetime companion. Tell me, have you anything lying about in there? Anything to satisfy an Olympian appetite?
Pseudolus, friend and citizen, I have traveled the world in search of beauty, and I can say with modesty that I have the finest assortment in Rome.
Show me. Eunuchs, a buyer!
There is merchandise for every need at the house of Marcus Lycus. All the merchandise is guaranteed at the house of Marcus Lycus. For a sense of sensuality or an opulence thereof, patronize the house of Marcus Lycus, merchant of love. For your most assured approval and your more than possible purchase, here are the fruits of my search. Behold, Tintinnabula, out of the east, with the face of an idol, the arms of a willow tree, and the pelvis of a camel. To you, I outbid the king of Nubia, Anacea, with a face that holds a thousand promises and a body that stands behind each promise. Consider the Gemini, a matched pair, either one a divinely assembled woman, together an infinite number of mathematical possibilities.
now prepare yourself for vibrato. Vibrato! Exotic as a desert bloom, wondrous as a flamingo, lithe as a tigress, for the man whose interest is wildlife! On which a thousand drummers can be played. Merchandise for every need
at the House of Marcus Lycus.
All the merchandise is guaranteed
at the House of Marcus Lycus.
For a sense of sensuality and a plethora thereof. One is ecstasy, one is mystery, one is 6'3", two is company at the House of Marcus Lycus. Merchant of Love. And need I add, as all who are of the House of Lycus, these beauties are well versed in the arts, proficient at needlework, and surprised at nothing.
I'm lovely. All I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do. Winsome, what I am is winsome. Radiant as in some dream come true. But I'm happy merely being lovely, for it's one thing I can give to you.
Philia?
Yes?
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
Very well. I have forgotten it.
It's Hero.
Oh, forgive me. Hero, I have no memory for names.
You don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome. radiant as in some dream come true. And her thousand ships would have to die of shame.
And I'm happy, happy that you're lovely. For there's one thing nothing else can do. It's a gift.
Με αφορά πάρα πολύ η ερωτική ιστορία αυτών των δύο νέων που ακούσαμε, αφού η όμορφη αυτή κοπέλα στο έργο ονομάζεται Φίλια. Το πρώτο cast στο Broadway συμπλήρωσε περίπου 1000 παραστάσεις κατά την περίοδο 1962-1964. Παρόλα αυτά, και παρόλο που ο πρωταγωνιστής του original Broadway cast, Zero Mastel, υπήρξε καταπληκτικός στο ρόλο και έπαιξε και στην ταινία αργότερα, εγώ σήμερα δεν μπόρεσα να αντισταθώ στη γοητεία του Nathan Lane, που πρωταγωνίστησε στην αναβίωση του έργου το 1996 στο Broadway, την ηχογράφηση της οποίας βεβαίως ακούμε και εμείς απόψε.
Feel the roll of the playful waves, see the sails as they swell. Hear the whips of the galley slaves, pretty little picture. Well, let it carry your cares away, out of sight, out of mind. Past the buoy and through the bay, soon there's nothing but sea and spray. Night descends and the moon's aglow, your arms entwined, you steal below. And far behind at the edge of day, the bong of the bell of the buoy in the bay, and the boat and the boy and the bride are away. It's a pretty little picture to share, as your little boat sails to sea. Take a little trip free as air, have a little freedom on me. Ocean and island waves, smooth
island.
And sandy and pink.
Oh, I love pink.
Filled with lemons and nuts and dates. Pretty little picture.
Pretty little picture.
In a cottage of cypress trees, seashells dotting the shore.
The
boy and bride live a life of ease, doing nothing but what they please. And every night when the stars appear, there's nothing more to see or hear. Just the shore where the lovers lie.
The sand
and the sea
and the stars
and the sky.
And the sound of a soft little satisfied sigh. Oh, your petty little problems will cease, and your little blessings will flow, and your little family increase. Pretty little picture, no, no, pretty little masterpiece, pretty little
picture. Maids like me, I'm neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently a congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around. how wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a
someone
maid.
Who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, puttering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl who's whiter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful living in?
Giving out.
Oh,
everybody ought to have a maid. Daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings,
beguiling in her blouse. Clattering through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
clattering in the bedroom, puttering all around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable,
and quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Oh,
everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room, jiggling in the living room, giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other room, sputtering all around.
Calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, I'm utterly under control. I haven't a worry where others would hurry, I stroll. I'm calm, I'm cool, a gibbering fool is something I never become. When thunder is rumbling and others are crumbling, I hum. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. I must think. Calm, comforting things, butterfly wings, emerald rings, or a murmuring brook, murmuring, 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 look. I'm calm, I'm calm, I haven't a qualm, I'm utterly under control. Let nothing confuse me or faze me. Excuse me, I'm calm, oh so calm, oh so.
Hysterium!
Τον έχουμε απολαύσει και στο The Producers, είναι ο υπέροχος Nathan Lane, στην ηχογράφηση του 1996 από την αναβίωση του A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum στο Broadway. Το έργο αυτό πρέπει να πούμε ότι έκανε αρκετά πέρα δόθε ανάμεσα σε Νέα Υόρκη και Λονδίνο, διασχίζοντας πάνω από 5 φορές τον Ατλαντικό με συνεχείς αναβιώσεις σε Broadway και West End. Η κινηματογραφική μεταφορά ήρθε στα 1966, 4 μόλις χρόνια μετά την πρεμιέρα του, με αρκετά από τα μέλη του original cast να συμμετέχουν, το original cast, να πούμε, είχε ολοκληρώσει μόλις δύο ασφυκτικά γεμάτες χρονιές στο Broadway. Ανάμεσα στους ηθοποιούς της ταινίας του 66 όμως, έχουμε και την τελευταία εντυπωσιακή εμφάνιση του 70χρονου πλέον Buster Keaton, ο οποίος έφυγε από τη ζωή λίγο μετά τα γυρίσματα. Και γιατί είναι λίγο καρμικό όλο αυτό? Μα γιατί ο Buster Keaton ως παιδί είχε προλάβει το Vaudeville του 19ου αιώνα και είχε προλάβει και να παίξει ως παιδί σε παράσταση Vaudeville, το θεατρικό εκείνο είδος βαριετέ, από το οποίο προήλθε, όπως είδαμε, ο τίτλος, όταν οι κομικοί ξεκινούσαν το νούμερό τους με «A funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater».
Women often want a father, she may want mine. It's possible. He's a handsome lad of 20. I'm 39, it's possible. Older men know so much more. In a way, I'm 44. Next to him, I'll seem a bore. All right, 50. Then again, he is my father, I ought to trust. Impossible. Then again, with love at my age, sometimes it's just impossible. With a girl, I'm ill at ease. I don't feel well. Sir, about those birds and bees. Son, a glass of water, please. The situation's fraught. Fraughter than I thought. With horrible, impossible.
Aside, everyone, I take large steps.
One, two, one, two.
We not only fought, but we won. Two.
One, two, one, two. Left, right, left, right.
There's none of the enemy left. Right,
right, left, right.
Gloriosus. Welcome to my house, great captain. Your bride awaits you. My bride. My bride, my bride. I've come to claim my bride. Come tenderly to crush her against my side. Let haste be made. I cannot be delayed. There are lands to conquer, cities to loot, and people to degrade.
Look at those arms, look at that chest, look at them.
Not to mention the rest. Even I am impressed. My bride, my bride, come bring to me my bride. My lust for her no longer can be denied. Convey the news, I have no time to lose. There are towns to plunder, temples to burn, and women to abuse.
Look at that foot, look at that heel, mark the magnificent muscles of steel.
I am my ideal. I,
oh.
Miles Gloriosus. I, slaughterer of thousands. I, oppressor of the meek.
Oh.
Subduer of the weak.
Oh.
Degrader of the Greek.
Oh.
Destroyer of the Turk. Must hurry back to work. I,
Miles Gloriosus.
A man among men.
I, paragon of virtue.
The sword of which men.
I, in war the most admired. In wit the most inspired. Most desired, in dress the best displayed. I am a parade.
Look at those eyes, cunning and keen. Look at the size of those thighs like a mighty machine.
Those are the mightiest eyes that I ever have seen. I mean,
my pride, inform my lucky bride. The fabled arms of Miles are open wide. Make haste, make haste. I have no time to waste. There are shrines I should be sacking. I should be cracking eyes to gouge and booty to divide. Bring me my bride.
For over 30 years I've cried myself to sleep, assailed by doubts and fears so great the gods themselves would weep. The moment I am gone, I wonder where he'll go. In all your simple honesty, you can't begin to know. Is here somewhere, cavorting with someone young and fair, disporting in every shameless whim. Just wait till I get my hands on him, I'll hold him and hold him. Where is he? That dirty old man, where can he be? Profaning our vows for all to see, complaining how he's misunderstood, abusing me. If he only would our love, sweet love, why hide? You vermin, you worm, you villain, come this embrace your bride. Wherever he is, I know he's still an angel, my angel. Where is lascivious, loathsome, lying, lazy, dirty old man of
God. Let the captain wed me and woo me, I shall play my part. Let him make his mad passion to me, you will have my heart. He can have the body he paid for, nothing but the body he paid for. When he has the body he paid for, our revenge will start. When I kiss him, I'll be kissing you. So I'll kiss him morning and night, that'll show him. When I hold him, I'll be holding you. So I'll hold him 10 times as tight, that'll show him too. I shall coo and tenderly stroke his hair, wish that you were there. You'd enjoy it when it's evening and we're in our tent for two. I'll sit on his knee, get to know him intimately. That'll show him how much I really love you.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
A dead girl. The captain will see you go on his way, and all will be well.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you?
No.
Come back. Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus will seem tame, Helen and her 1,000 ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely, literally lovely, that the world will never seem the same. Now, lie there, close your eyes, and think dead thoughts. Good.
I'm lovely. Absolutely lovely. who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true.
Have some jewelry?
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Here, take the old man's ring.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers? Flowers.
I'm so lovely.
Frighteningly lovely.
That the world will never seem the same.
Από την αρχή το είχαν πει οι πρωταγωνιστές ότι θα παίξουμε ανάμεσα σε κωμωδία και δράμα. Με κύρια έμπνευση τον Πλάφτο όμως και τις κωμωδίες του, μόνο με happy end θα μπορούσε να τελειώσει τούτο το musical, το πρώτο. Όπως είπαμε, που ο Ζόντχαϊμ παρουσίασε υπογράφοντας και τους στίχους αλλά και τη μουσική. Και παρόλο που μπορεί όλοι να του έλεγαν «εσύ είσαι καλός στο κείμενο, τι τη θες τη μουσική σύνθεση», υπάρχουν συνθέτες όπως ο Ρότζερς, ο Στάιν, ο Μπέρνστάιν. Εν τούτης, ευτυχώς η αυτοπεποίθηση του συνθέτη Ζόντχαϊμ τονώθηκε αρκετά ώστε έκτοτε και καθ' όλες τις δεκαετίες της μακρόχρονης καριέρας του, με εξαίρεση το «Do I Hear Waltz», δεν ξαναχάρισε ποτέ στίχους του ή σενάριο σε άλλον συνθέτη.
And Spain, and Greece, and Egypt, and Syria, and Mesopotamia.
Speak the spells, chant the charms, toll the bells,
fold the arms.
Sir, on behalf of the body, I want to thank you for a lovely funeral. I don't know about you, but I've suffered enough.
If you will just give me the contract, I shall take the body and
then... Strew the soil, strum the lyre, spread the oil, build the pyre.
Whoa! A pyre? What kind of pyre?
A pyre of fire.
Oh, a fire pyre.
She must be burned.
Burned, sir?
I want her ashes.
Captain, I implore you. It is not for us to destroy such loveliness. The gods are awaiting her. They would not be happy if we sent up a charred virgin.
I cannot afford to offend the gods.
Who can?
All Crete was at her feet, but I shall weep no more. I'll find my consolation as before. Among the simple pleasures of war.
Lovers divided, get coincided. Something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
Father and mother, get one another.
Something for everyone.
A tragedy tonight.
I get the twins, they get the best.
I get a family,
I get a rest.
We get a few girls,
I'll get some new girls.
I get the thing I want to be. Free, free.
A moral. Here is the moral of the rhyme.
Morals tomorrow.
Comedy, 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 comedy tonight.
ήταν το υπέροχο cast της αναβίωσης του A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum το 1996 στο Broadway με την προσωπική μου αδυναμία τον Nathan Lane που κέρδισε και βραβείο Tony για αυτή του την ερμηνεία. Ας πάρουμε όμως τώρα λίγη γεύση από το παλαιό, ορθόδοξο original Broadway cast του έργου με τα 6 βραβεία Tony το 1962. Ανάμεσα στους υπερταλαντούχους ερμηνευτές, φυσικά ο Zero Mostel, αλλά και η Ryan Davis στο ρόλο του Hero και η Preshy Marker στο ρόλο της Φίλια.
I'm lovely, all I am is lovely. Lovely is the one thing I can do. Winsome, what I am is winsome. Radiant as in some dream come true.
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
Very well. I forgot it.
It's Hero.
Forgive me, Hero. I have no memory for names.
Oh, you don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus would seem tame, Helen and her thousand ships would have to die of shame.
And I'm happy, happy that you're lovely. For there's one thing loveliness can do. It's a gift.
See me as a Roman with my head unbowed. Sing it good and loud.
Free.
Like a Roman having rights and like a Roman proud. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice? Sing it soft and nice.
Free.
Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be. Think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me. Can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being suitorless the citizen? Can you see me being given to me once again?
Free!
Yes!
Free!
That's it!
Free!
Now, not so fast. I didn't think the way I am. I have a roof, 3 meals a day. And I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter?
Free.
Can you see me? you see me as a poet writing poetry, all my verse will be
free.
Our museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a lover, one of great renown, women falling down?
Free?
No, but I'll buy the house of Lycus for my house in town. Can you see me? Can you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes, you're a vegetable unless you're free. It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Well, I'll free him. When a pseudolus can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be pseudolus, the founder of a family. I'll be pseudolus, the pillar of society. I'll be pseudolus, the man, if I can only be
free.
Sing it!
Free!
Spell it!
F-R-double!
No, the long way!
F-R-E-E!
Free!
Με μία γεύση από το original Broadway cast το 1962 στο έργο A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, τελευταία φορά για σήμερα που λέω αυτόν τον τεράστιο τίτλο, κλείνουμε, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, το αφιέρωμά μας στο πρωτόλιο αυτό διαμαντάκι του Steven Sondheim. Σε εκείνον και σε εσάς, από το Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.